nobody know your supervisor in the first day. You got half the time, you start to know him or her, like what they're doing, what their research, and then just read from their bio website of the university official. And then you just know the person's name, know his project. You got to take your time to know someone from the beginning. Okay, that's like kind of weird to say, but my point is you don't know your supervisor anyway in the beginning. Everybody take time, make a friend, make a connection with them. He or she also doesn't know you as well. So you kind of start this relationship in the fresh page. He want to know you, you also want to know your supervisor. So it's based on the interaction with him, like every meeting, every email, every talk, every small chat. So the best way to have a relationship with your supervisor is just be honest, talk through with him or she about your concern, about your question. You need to start to learn his style as well, because each supervisor has different personality, has different research style. Some of them, they like meeting every week. Some of them, they like meeting every month. There's one I heard my friends, her supervisor meeting her every day. Like they meet up every day to just talk about research. So everybody is different. You can't expect to have a like certain style as a research. You need to figure out yourself. Also, you need to figure out what you can handle, what you cannot handle as well. Because it's a relationship for both of you. You work in both way. For example, if he like stress you out, you have to tell him, you have to express your stress. Don't try to impress your supervisor. Because in the end of the day, he's your side. He's not the one to mark your exam, external examiner who are going to mark your research, your project. So he actually is your colleague. Even they are senior than you, but by the time you're doing your research, you will be more expert than him. Because my supervisor, for example, he has like maybe tens of projects with him, and he like kind of helping 20 PhD students at one time. How come he can like know everything, learn everything? And you can't just wish he can give you everything, every answer, because you are doing research which like nobody have been done before. It's something very new, very state of the art in topic. So he also have no idea about what the research is going to be look like, but he can guide you. The reason he's be there because he's senior, he experienced lots of PhD students. He know what's the best way to lead you to get good results, good outcome. My point is, my biggest mistake in the first year is that trying to impress my supervisor. Like I kind of take him as, oh, this is the boss of my research, and I need to make him feel I'm a good student. I'm capable of doing lots of stuff, that I can handle everything. Then that stress you out. Like you are not on the same page with your supervisor. So you need to have a more frequent conversation with him. No matter how often you talk, I believe you always need more.